Stone Right Machining.
Hey, is Jeff in?
Yeah. Hang on one second.
Thanks.
Down on Howell Street. To learn more or schedule a tour, visit thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge. Your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Joe Luzinski of Creative Designs Plus of Brighton.
People see us as an independent, and that must mean that you're more expensive, you know, because you don't have, you're not a big box store. Well, we compete every day with these people on price. We're better on price. We're better on service. We're better on design. That's what makes us. That's what, you know, that's why we're survivors. So when you look at magazines and you see kitchens and baths and you sit there and go, gosh, that's what I want. You can have that. You can have it now. And you can buy it from a locally owned business like Creative Designs Plus using made in Michigan products like Pioneer Cabinets and Chelsea Plank Flooring, and you're not going to pay more.
Creating a custom kitchen, bathroom, or rec room that's functional for your family starts with one call to Creative Designs Plus of Brighton. Call today, 810-220-0020 for more info, or stop by their showroom across from the Mill Pond in downtown Brighton. Professional design, personal touch. Call Creative Designs Plus today, 810-220-0020.
Before you buy, let us show you how affordable true custom.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking. You probably don't remember. We actually spoke, let's see here. Looks like it was last quarter, about some of the programs that we had to offer, some equipment financing, working capital, but you said you didn't really have anything at that time, but to follow up next quarter. So
okay.
So I'm doing, you know, just following up, seeing how business has been and seeing if there's anything that we might be able to do to kind of help out.
Okay. Yeah, no, we, tell you the truth, business is really good. We're really busy, but at this current time, I don't plan on buying nothing, so... Did you send me an email? I have a bunch marked in the thing, or if not, if you want to send me an email, I mark it, and then if I do something change in the next quarter or so, I'll let you know before the end of the year.
Yeah. What's the best email I can get you? Because I don't think, it was a very brief conversation. You guys were pretty busy, so you had to leave before got it from you.
It's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at D-U-N. Dasher hyphen R-I-T-E and then machining machining.com.
Okay, so it's just your first name at dun-rightmachining.com.
Yep.
Yeah, so
and
do you guys...
Some information, I'll keep you on in mind.
Yeah, perfect. Do you guys, you know, typically bring on equipment before year's end to kind of take advantage of those tax write-offs?
It all depends on... Right now, I'll tell you the truth, we're pretty full where we're at. We can't really buy no equipment without getting rid of equipment, and I really don't plan on getting rid of nothing. I'm not just going to buy it to replace it if it's running good. So,
well, yeah. I mean, why do something like that, you know?
Right, yeah. So, but things do change, so it's good to have, you know, a couple different things, you know, places marked, so if I do, I can give you a holler.
Of course. Last time when we spoke, I told you that you guys were pre-approved already with us for about $250,000 for not only equipment but for working capital as well.
Okay.
And I kind of briefly mentioned what working capital was. It's an unsecured cash loan, and most of the time when I deal with the machine shop industry or the manufacturing industry, they use the money to put it into their accounts when customers are kind of delaying payments, when they start hitting those net 60, net 90 types of days, and then you're having a little problem with cash flow, but it's designed to place money into your guys' accounts so you can, you know, have the cash on hand, cover inventory, cover payroll, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen with you guys, or do you have kind of a loyal customer base?
No, it goes up and down, but we actually use the line of credit at the bank really sometimes, you know what I mean? But
Right. Do you guys ever max that out? Ever have problems, you know, trying to expand that when situations arise?
Yeah, no, not yet at least. I hope not.
No, that's good.
No, usually if you do that, then the bank will right away shut you down, you know what I mean? And say, "Well, we're not giving you one of our money back," so then you're sort of screwed.
Exactly. And that's kind of like the conflict that arises when using a line of credit. But this program, it's similar to a line of credit, but it's also different. It's similar in a way that we get you approved for the most amount that you guys want, and then you get to choose how much you would like to use. but it's different in a way because we don't base it off of credit. And I know most banks will base it off of credit, but we actually base it off of net sales. So if you, let's say you do $1 million in sales for 2015, okay? Let's use this as an example. Usually what we're able to do is free up around 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So that would amount to anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 that you can use for the business as you see fit. Right. That's why a lot of the time when I kind of mention this type of program to my clients, they realize, well, yeah, I don't know why I'm using a line of credit when I could be using this so that nothing's tied to it when I want to, you know, take out some money.
Right. Yeah.
Because especially if you're trying to, I don't know if this is the case with you, but sometimes when I deal with my clients, they actually use their line of credit to purchase their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a risky move, really,
right. Yeah,
because you by purchasing that piece of equipment, you actually have to pay off that equipment in a shorter amount of time than you normally would if you were to just go the regular equipment financing route, you know?
Right, yeah. If you can send me some information on it, that'd be great, but I got a customer calling me right now.
Yeah, so not a problem, Jeff. I'll shoot you over my contact information and some contact information about our business and our company and what we do, and you know, if anything comes up, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Is there time you want me to follow up with you, maybe towards the end of the year?
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. It was good talking to you, Jeff.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Take care.